This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch coming to you live from Tampa? Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road men and women truck drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our bulk mail haulers at the U.S. Postal Service, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail to the post offices so they can deliver that to you today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel out there, and appreciate them very much. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social, all with the same handle, at Captain's America. And you'll also find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, we have our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check out all the different things we have to offer. And joining us right now from undergroundusa.com, up there in that plethora of the heat from the center of the earth, up in the panhandle where it's really hot up there today, we've got undergroundusa.com's Frank Salvato. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Captain.
Are you glowing in the dark up there?
We're kissing the sun, baby.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Joe Biden got a little bit testy this week. He made another false claim on inflation when pressed on the suffering U.S. economy, saying that we were much better off than the rest of the world when it came to inflation, and that absolutely is not true.
And yeah, that's, as a matter of fact, it's a complete reverse. When you look at the European nations, every single one of them is doing better than us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When you look at most of the nations in the developed world, every nation is doing better than us.
Yep.
We have the economy of a third world country when it comes to what inflation is. And it's all because of his energy policies that we have the problems that we're having.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way to put it. If we were energy independent, if we were just in the exact same state that we were in 2 years ago, we would have a, perhaps not a brilliantly thriving economy, but we wouldn't be seeing the problems that we have today, and we'd be much better off than the other nations of the world. He's in denial, or he's lying. And the more that I watch what this man allows to happen, I know he's got some cognitive issues. He's not all there. But I'm starting to believe he's just an evil guy.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think he's an evil guy who's only in it for himself, and he has continued the grifting that he's done his entire life throughout politics,
mm-hmm,
into the Oval Office, and doesn't give a damn about anybody else but he and his family.
Yep, because they're still getting money the old-fashioned way, stealing it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and now it's on the supercharged global stage because of where he sits in power. Mm-hmm. And he's exploiting that position for all he's got. If in any other time, with any other Congress, in any other political climate, he would have been impeached already for high crimes and misdemeanors. But we don't dare do that because we would get the laughing hyena in there.
Well, we got one in there called the Department of Energy Secretary Grantham. She's making millions of dollars every time she opens her mouth and talks about, well, we have to have electric vehicles. For God's sake, she's got millions of dollars in investment in electric vehicle stock.
Electric vehicles and batteries.
Yep.
And battery company stock. And when you look at her resume, she has no qualifications to be the energy secretary.
Nope, not at all. And by the way, that's got to stop. That's got to stop. We need to put people.
Well,
yep. Go ahead.
You look at every single person on his cabinet, including John Kerry, the climate czar, who's now got a cabinet level position, and none of them have experience in anything that they're doing. Mm-hmm. Transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, what qualifications does he have?
He filled potholes.
Yeah, that's the extent of it. He rode his bike on a road. You know, and it goes on and on and on all the way down. The people that are sitting on his cabinet are not qualified to be there. They're all political placements. They were put in there for political opportunistic reasons for the election, and he didn't swap them out. These are all promises he made during the election to people to deliver votes. And that in this day and age, when you need to have your A players on a deep bench, running the government because of what the economic issues are.
Yep.
This is delinquency all the way around.
Yeah.
And what did the Republicans do? Well, we confirmed them. Doesn't matter. They had to confirm every single one of these people, and they did it by wide margins.
Yep. Well, we're fixing to go to break, and when we come back from break, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and I are going to talk about a couple different things. One, we're going to get into this deal in Kansas where all these cows showed up upside down. I don't think that was just the heat that did that, because I've been on a number of farms, and we had cows, and we had heat. We never had cows that did that, and I've talked to a couple of my friends, and they've told me something, Frank, too. So Frank is going to be right back. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
You know, the debut of the Plant City Gun Show is coming up July 16th and 17th. And as the man likes to say, it's going to be huge. The event is going to be here, 200 to 250 vendors from all across the state of Florida. And now here's how you can get in on the action. Give Guy a call, because Guy is accepting vendors for the Plant City Show at the Strawberry Festival grounds. His phone number, 727-776-3442. Now, maybe you need to liquidate a relative's collection. This is the best way to do that. Selling to folks who appreciate collectible firearms. New vendors are welcome at all Two Guys Gun Shows, including the ones coming up in Largo this weekend, Sarasota, Port Charlotte, and now the all-new Plant City Gun Show in July 16th and 17th. And don't forget, they're also up in Brooksville. Now, for information, you can call Guy at 727-776-3442. That's 727-776-3442. And your call is important, so if Guy's busy, just leave a message and he'll get right back to you. Full details are available at the number 22guyshows.com. That's the number 22guyshows.com. Frank, you going to the gun show?
If I was in proximity, I would do it, but I'm battling the heat with my sword and my shield, babe.
It's all the more reason to get on a sailboat and come south.
Yeah.
We'll let you. Okay, now, I got to mention something to you. I was born and brought up on a farm, and we had cattle, and it got warm, and every now and then we might have a cow keel over for whatever reason. But to have an entire herd show up upside down, flat on their backs with their feet up in the air, something really screwy happened in Kansas, and I don't think it was just the heat.
Yeah, neither do I. My girlfriend grew up on a farm, on a 1,000-acre ranch in central Texas, where the heat is routinely in the summertime in triple digits. And when she heard the story, she looked at me and said, "That's not it. That is not happening. We never had a cow die from heat. We may have had blackleg. You know, we had that issue that would come in every now and then, but heat?
Mm-hmm.
No. Something else is at play here. So when you look at this in conjunction with all of the food processing plants that have just suddenly decided to catch fire over the last 2 years. Oh, by the way, not a lot of arson investigations going on in those things either.
No.
When you look at over 100,000 head of cattle mysteriously dying all at once, there's something going on here that we're not being told about. It's purposeful, and we need to get to the bottom of it because they're starting to really jack. I mean, it's one thing to have high prices at the supermarkets, and it's another thing to have shortages of certain types of food in the grocery stores, but this is starting to affect our food supply. And when you control the food, you control the people.
Yeah.
So with the advent of the Great Reset being stuffed down our throat, with ESG scoring and the manipulation of our monetary system by the global elite, and now you're starting to jack with the food and the medicine, that, you know, anybody who's been called a conspiracy theorist because they want to say there are people out there who want to control the population, you've got to start examining that.
Well, there's a couple of things at play here. First of all, I'm very familiar with the stockyards in Amarillo, Texas, having gone through there a number of times, and some friends of mine were dropping stuff up and whatnot over that away. But somebody says to me last night, they called me up and they said, oh, look, there'll be a whole bunch of cheap steaks and cheap hamburgers and this, that, and the other. I said, oh, no. Au contraire. This is called dog food meat.
Yeah, if that.
If that.
If that, because that depends on whether our illustrious, overreaching federal government wants to say it's not appropriate for pet food.
All right, well,
you know, this is lost product for this rancher, and it will put that rancher out of business.
Okay.
There's no two ways around it.
You bet. We're going to go to the phone line, and I think I know who's calling, so let me see. Is this Ian?
Yeah, it's me.
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I just want to say an amen and an amen to Mr. Frank there, because let me hang on. I'm going to put my tinfoil conspiracy hat on.
Uh-oh.
Just remember, I want to venture my opinions.
Sure.
The government, not the government, the people that own the government, let's just put it what it is, the people that own the government, the ruling class, they control Black Lives Matter and Antifa, despite what anybody says. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are above the law because they don't get prosecuted. How do you know, just positing this and I'm going to hang up, the same people who control BLM and Antifa and all these other left-wing terrorist groups, they're bully boys, aren't doing this? Aren't they controlling the arsonists that are going out and burning down these factories and these processing plants?
Yep.
Okay, I mean, you got to have people that actually foot soldiers to do the work, all right?
Yep.
And listen, I'll believe anything now. And how do you know they ain't poisoning cattle in mass, okay?
Yep.
So just wanted to throw that out there.
All right.
Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Thank you. And I agree with what Ian just said there, Frank. And the other thing is there may be cameras around there that nobody's seen the video of so far.
Oh, we hope so. But here's the rub there. And I agree with everything Ian said, and I'm glad that he concurs with what we're saying.
Yeah.
If the authorities aren't going to investigate it, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the very disturbing thing about this. I have a friend who has worked lifelong. He's a fire captain up out of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He works for ISO. He's a pretty big guy in ISO.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when they're looking into this, and he gets to see a lot of the data that's about around the subject.
Mm-hmm.
They're not investigating these fires.
Yeah.
So if there's no investigations on these fires, so let's go with Ian's theory. Let's say that the foot soldiers are out there setting fire to these refineries at the behest of the powers that be.
Mm-hmm.
If the powers that be also have the authority to investigate or not investigate, they're going to get away with it.
Right. Yep. All right, well, let's change.
Unless you've got an arson investigator who is credentialed, but is a volunteer and answerable to no government entity and he takes it directly to the alternative media, we will never know the source of these fires.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's change gears and take it over to something totally different, and that's what's going on in the Ukraine. There were some people that were reporting falsely because there's quite a lot of misinformation coming again. I don't want to say it's all Russia. I don't think it's all Russia. I think it's other players that are doing this along with Russia. But, well, France is not going to give Ukraine any more stuff, and Germany's out, and the United States is out, this, that, and the other. Wasn't true, because the French government, after the report came out yesterday, released their own statement and said, we will give the Ukraine whatever they need to have in terms of beans and bullets, and, oh, by the way, we'll also give them long-range missiles, too.
You got to always look at the source of war.
Oh yeah,
and the purpose of war, This is always a transformative endeavor. They're looking to transform something. So when you start getting European chess players like Macron and the people at the EU and the heads of the sovereign states making statements, playing with fiat currency. And pushing some here and pulling some over there, even if it's in the form of weaponry, there's a transition going on here of power that's much, they believe is much bigger than the individual over there. And the narrative is something that plays into that. So they're going to keep the war going as long as the economy is in the tank over there, because wars make money.
Mm-hmm.
So the narrative doesn't really matter who's coming out with the information or not. What matters is how are the economies doing over there. And as we said in the first segment, our inflation is through the roof over here.
Mm-hmm.
Theirs is not as bad as ours in Europe. So as it always should be, Matt, follow the money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to get something in here before we have to go. Apparently, Vice President Harris, Kamala, is going to be in charge of a new task force to stop online abuse. She's going to be the gender disinformation czar.
Oh, my God. This is a woman who slept her way to the top, and she's going to be in charge of what?
That's right. Hello, Willie Brown. All right, All right. We will talk again on Monday morning. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
Say hello, baby.
All right, folks, coming back with Guy Lamacos from Two Guys Gun Shows. We're going to talk about a couple of things, not only the gun shows and how he puts them together, but also this new legislation that's floating around that nobody really knows what the heck's coming out of D.C., including the people in D.C.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The stock market fell sharply a day after the Fed's 0.75% rate increase. The NASDAQ fell 4.1%, its worst close since September of 2020. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went below 30,000 for the first time since January of 2021. Hedge fund manager Stanley Druckenmiller at the 2022 Sun Investment Conference.
And I'm pretty strongly assume we're going to have a recession sometime in 23. I just don't know whether it's going to be in the early part or the later part. And again, it's a guess. It's not a fact.
A third American is missing in Ukraine. U.S. Marine veteran Grady Kirpicey was living in Wilmington, North Carolina before leaving for Ukraine in March, according to his wife and friends. Basketball's Golden State Warriors win their fourth championship in 8 years overnight, beating the Boston Celtics 103-90 in Game 6. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. Bottom of the hour means Moss Nissan sponsors this segment for us. It's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, and believe it or not, up and down the East Coast, the Upper Midwest, and all the way across over to Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motor, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Don't forget, you serve, you save. Active duty military, veterans, first responders, church pastors, too, all get tremendous deals at Moss Nissan. Find them out online, MAUS, MossNissan.com, and check them out, Crystal River, Newport Richey, the flagship store, 1954, Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa. And coming to Brooksville the first week in July, the brand new dealership on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway. See you there. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best dealer in the country. All right, I'm here right now with Guy Lamarcus from the Two Guys Gun Shows. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning. How are you?
All right, I'm doing good. That's mic number three. Let me turn that up a little bit. There we go. Okay, now we're okay with what we're talking about here because you and I are in the same boat here. We're trying to find out what it is the Senate is trying to do with this new gun bill that they've got. And nobody knows.
Well, that's the problem. I don't think they know. They don't know what they're talking about in most situations here. And the scary part about it is we're talking about our civil rights being interfered with and obstructed with. But why? I mean, they're trying to respond to criminal activity by attacking law-abiding citizens and taking away people's civil rights without any due process whatsoever.
Well, here's the thing, okay, and I'm going to go right to the first paragraph that's in there, the red flag laws, the gun laws, which is what's got everybody upset. And then this one here, closing the so-called boyfriend loophole, which applies to gun restrictions for people currently involved with abusive spouses. Now, that includes lesbians, gays, straight people, whoever, If you call up and you say, oh, my boyfriend beat me up, my girlfriend beat me up, blah, 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 first question is going to be, are there any guns in the house?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an administrative way to simply eliminate as many firearms as possible. Basically, at this point, if any of these laws go through the way that we see them right now or the way we interpret them, anyone that makes an accusation against you as an individual can have your civil rights taken away as far as gun ownership is concerned.
So according to Senator John Cornyn, who's a Republican, who's the senior most on this committee that's investigating this, he's saying the two issues are really what the Democrats like to call the boyfriend loophole, which we just talked about, and the other one is the distribution of the funds for crisis intervention, where who gets the money, who gets the federal money.
Well, that's always interesting because every time we're told one story, the money seems to go elsewhere.
Well, it didn't go where they said it was going to go the last time, and here's where it should have gone. Mental health courts, veterans courts, outpatient assisted treatment for people with mental health challenges to try to help them manage those challenges. None of it went there. Not one dime went to there.
Not surprised a bit.
Yep, and that's the problem. And, of course, this is why the Republicans won't sign on board with this, because the Democrats want that. But they never gave the money to begin with to the right people.
Well, the reality is the Republicans shouldn't cooperate with them on this case simply because it's a big, giant lie. I mean, how many times do we have to be told one thing to have them do another? How many times are they going to put together a program that from an emotional point of view sounds like a wonderful thing to do, but in reality it takes away people's civil rights, and they've been lying to us the whole time, so the Republicans need to find some backbone and really oppose these guys.
Now, the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell chimed in, and he said that these task cornermen were negotiating with Democrats on gun reform. It appeared that Democrats were at least going to agree to a framework deal, legislation that might have overcome the 60-vote requirement to get it to the floor of the Senate for filibuster, but there's no guarantee that's going to happen either.
No, this is just... It's just a big, giant emotional reaction that I don't see anything positive coming from it. But I do, I'm alarmed because it's such an emotionally charged issue that people are signing their name to things they don't even know what it is.
Now, originally, when this came from the House and it passed in the House and it went to the Senate, there were six components to this. Number one, state crisis intervention orders. Number two, school safety resources. Number three, mental health and suicide prevention programs. Number four, enhanced review process for gun buyers age 20 and under. In other words, taking them out of the picture. Number five, penalties for straw purchasing. And number six, red flag provisions. Now, I haven't heard him talk about the age. There's nothing I've said about this about the age yet, because they don't want anybody under 21 years old to buy a gun.
Right, but isn't it odd that we can join the Army and the Navy and the Marines and... They could fight for this country and get shot and killed, yet they can't own a rifle.
It makes no sense.
We're living in a bizarre world where emotions rule and logic is really a second fiddle player here.
Now, there was something in here when they first started out about gun shows, and that's gone.
Well, every time there's anything having to do with an emotional situation, like a mass shooting, that's pretty much a knee-jerk reaction. And we've gotten used to it over the years because it's, you know, I'm to the point where I think I'm to blame for everything unpleasant on the planet when it's just ridiculous. We've gotten to the point where we're blaming all the wrong people that are involved here. You know, if there's criminal activity and there's violent activity, maybe we should look at the perpetrators of the crimes and deal with them. Now, if there's anything logical that would actually help this situation, I'm 100% in. But I haven't heard very many logical responses yet.
I've seen you, and I've seen your dealers at your gun shows. I've seen the way you handle sales. I've seen you do the background checks. I've seen you do all of the things that you need to do. You've got the computers right there to do all of that. And I've never seen you have any problems at all whatsoever. If somebody couldn't get a gun, they were told right to their face, I'm sorry, there's something there. You can't this, you can't that. And you're well above the board when it comes to doing it correctly. So when people talk about a gun show loophole, where? I don't see it.
I don't see it, my friend. I really don't see it. And not only that, but if someone's really in the mindset of being a criminal and doing harm, they are not going any place where they're going to get caught. You go to a gun show, you're going to get figured out really fast. And the reality is, we live in here in Florida, you and I, we're in probably the best place in the nation right now. We can thank our leadership in the state of Florida is way better than most around here. I mean, we have a lot of the laws and we have a lot of the checks and balances that people talk about, but, like the school resource officers, that Texas shooting just recently, it blew my mind because I erroneously thought that every school had a cop in it. I really did. And to find out that Florida does it, but how many other states are not doing that?
Most.
I mean, really, what's important here?
Mm-hmm. Most, and that's the problem.
And, of course, they blame you and me as gun owners for what happened rather than our lack of leadership in many, many states here that allowed a school to operate without any protections whatsoever. We spend more time and resources protecting warehouses full of toilet paper than we do our own kids.
Yeah.
I mean, this is absurdity at a grand level.
Yeah, go to a customs bonded warehouse around one of the airports. First thing you'll see is a security officer with a sidearm.
Yeah, and he's not alone.
Mm-hmm.
But we have schools where there's no one nearby that could respond. It's madness. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Now, your next gun show coming up is going to be in Largo. It's going to be Saturday.
Yes.
9 to 5, and then Sunday, 9 to what, 3?
9 to 3 on Sunday.
And you have a gun permit class each day?
We do. We have our concealed weapons permit classes on Saturday at 2 p.m. or Sunday at 12:30.
Okay. And that's over at the Largo Event Center. It used to be the Medrag Hall.
Yep.
On 126th.
Yes, right on 126th Avenue or just off 66th Street in Ulmerton.
Yep, in between. Well, if you go down the frontage road on 19, between Ulmerton and Roosevelt, it's right there on the west side of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's easy to find. And, of course, the good thing about it is there's always a vast display of all types of information there, material, guns. There's sometimes fishing stuff, hunting stuff, bows and arrows, camping equipment, you name it.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to find at a gun show because, I mean, there's all kinds of different collections coming out. But I do want everyone to know right now that, as usual, as per what most of the gun people would expect, right now we've been experiencing a long-term shortage in ammunition, long-term shortage in many, many firearms and brands, but, you know, with this latest school shooting, the knee-jerk reaction starts happening again, and as soon as the politicians in Washington start talking about banning things, it creates a shortage.
All right, well, hold that thought. We're going to do a sports report, then we're going to come back more with Guy Lamakis from the Two Guys Gun Shows, twoguysshows.com, the website. Go over there, twoguysshows.com. I'll be right back with more after we do our sports scores with Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Well, you hear him Sunday mornings on my flagship station from 11 to 12 with the Sports Zone. You can find out more about him by going to the Facebook page, The Sports Zone. His podcast for the radio show is over there on The Sports Zone on Facebook, so check it out. And joining us right now, we have Patrick Hyland from The Sports Zone. Good morning, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. The Golden State Warriors stifled the Celtics in Game 6 to win the NBA title.
Steph Curry.
Finals MVP, Captain. Mm-hmm. 103-90, so congratulations. And this is four times in the last 8 years they've been champs. So, very weird year for them, Captain. They started out the year, Christmas Day they won. They were 27-6. Looked like they were going to run away with it. Then some injuries hit them. They became the third seed in the Western Conference, and then bounced back to just win it all through injuries and everything. So hats off to the Golden State Warriors, 103-90. And, you know, that was a great series. Boston Celtics gave them everything they could. And congratulations, Boston, on a great year.
Okay, for the benefit of my listeners that are listening to me right now in Denver on KNUS AM 710, The Answer. We already heard from one of our callers early on that called in to said, "Go Avalanche!" And that was okay. We got a laugh out of that. But I was surprised. Sure. I was really surprised at that game that the Avalanche came out and scored two quick goals in the Lightning. I was really surprised.
Well, yeah, we all thought they were going to be rusty. The eight-day layoff, Captain, great point.
Eight. It was 10.
Yeah. Well, when it was going to be 10, but since the Lightning, you know, beat them up, Rangers quicker than they needed, a little shorter. But yeah, it was a long time. Who knows to see them bounce back, that quick from that much of a layoff. Cause when we saw the Lightning suffer against the Rangers with the same sort of layoff, it's tough. because you're not used to getting banged around like we talked about. But they came out and played great. Give them credit. It went into overtime. Give them Lightning credit. Being down 2-0 and coming back, and then they were down 3-1 and came back. The team's very resilient. Can they win, you know, 4 out of the next 6 games? We're going to find out. And if they do, they'll be third-time champions. If not, the Colorado Avalanche will be Stanley Cup champions. And also, they're just a very fast team, Captain. They're the fastest team in hockey I've seen this year. So to give them credit. And their goalie played well because we threw some good shots at them. So tomorrow night they'll drop the puck again about 8:10, and we'll see what happens. It's a kind of a very important game, I think, for the Lightning to get momentum. They lost the first two to the Rangers and came back with 1-4 in a row. I don't see them doing that against the Colorado Avalanche. So this game tomorrow night is very important, and come back to Tampa and see if they can get the momentum back here in their home ice.
Yep. Okay, let's talk a little baseball.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they're starting to get, you know, as soon as you get into July, you know, that's when you know who's really going to make it happen. And, you know, the Yankees, Rays, Blue Jays, Red Sox, that division is really starting to shape up. That's the best division in baseball, in my opinion. And that's just another argument to be had with all these divisions and how the teams can, one division can be weak and one can be strong, where they just went to regular non-divisions,
right,
conferences. It'd be a lot better, Captain, I think.
All right, and we'll wrap it up with some football, because all these pro football camps, of course, the USFL is playing football this weekend. I believe the Bandits are playing on the premier game Saturday. But the NFL, they're all getting ready to go?
Yeah, they're doing OTAs right now, you know, for the training camp attendance. Some are mandatory, some aren't. A lot of the rookies need to be there to get ready, but that's about it. The biggest thing in football, Captain, is you're going to have 6 second-year quarterbacks starting this year. That hasn't happened in probably 40 years. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens in the NFL in that realm. Last but not least, U.S. Open golf is going on this weekend. So let's that'd be a nice thing on Father's Day this Sunday to watch and see who wins that in some NASCAR. But, yeah, Captain, if I can be of help to anybody out there when it comes to insurance, please give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Protect yourself, okay? Protect yourself with giving me the opportunity to meet with you, give you a second set of eyes to look over your insurance paperwork to see if I can get you a better policy for yourself. It's 813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland, and protect yourself by going to 2 Guys and a Gun Show in Largo, Florida, and getting yourself some protection with the great deals they have on weapons there.
All right.
Captain, God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone. Go over to the Facebook page for the Sports Zone. You'll catch the podcast over there and find out more about them. All right, I'm back with Guy LaMacos from 2 Guys Gun Shows, 2GuysShows.com. Good morning, Guy.
Hey, my friend.
All right. We appreciate the fact that there are people like you around that actually provide a great service for the folks, because not everybody can go scooting into a gun store, and most everybody has the weekends. That's when they have their time off, and they can come. This is a family event. People forget you can bring the family to a gun show, and there's something for everybody there.
Yeah, not only is there something for everyone there, but we welcome them completely. A lot of people don't know it, but I raised my 3 daughters at the gun shows. And I got to be honest with you, when it comes to family activities, a lot of people don't think gun shows, but when you get to one of the local gun shows, especially mine, you'll find that almost every one of the vendors there is a family guy or a family girl. They've got their families. Many times they're with them. But the reality is it's a total family event, and kids are very much welcome. All we ask is you just behave yourselves. That's all.
Yeah. Don't go reaching for things.
Just don't grab things you don't know what they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And every now and then, that alarm system, they don't all have the alarm system in there for the guns, but when they grab one and they pull it up, it'll go beep, 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 like that.
You know? Many of them do, but, you know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, they're a little more relaxed about it. But as a general minimum, I like to have the guys put some sort of cords through the trigger guard so that nothing can get taken. Because something gets stolen, it's bad for everybody.
Now, you mentioned ammunition. Ammunition has been in short supply all year.
Well, over the past, say, 5 years, there's been at least three distinct shortages. And this past one that was a result of the pandemic has really not figured itself out all that well at all. To this day, over the last 2.5 years, I can make 100 phone calls to distributors looking for, say, 38 special ammunition or a certain caliber of ammunition. And there are a lot of calibers that they're just not building at the moment, and people don't realize it. Most of your hunting ammunitions and, you know, simple things like 38s and 380s are in real ugly supply situation right now.
Yeah, I know the 38 is in short supply because I was looking for some here a couple of gun shows back, and it was, like, gone.
Oh, yeah. Gone. It's sold out everywhere. And basically, like I said, I can make a phone call to every distributor that I buy from, and the reality is I can get 9mm and I can get 223s. Trying to get some 30-30s or 30-06s or 38s or 32s is a massive pain in the neck.
The other thing is that a lot of the guns that you sell, I know there's several dealers, several manufacturers here in Florida, and I see them there all the time.
Yes. There's a number of them. Kel-Tec, Sky, and, you know, there's quite a few.
Taurus.
Taurus is quite a few gun manufacturers that do have their base of operations here in Florida. And the really neat thing about it is that most of your Florida companies really do occupy a very important niche in the market. A lot of people neglect the less expensive guns. Tauruses, Skies, Kel-Tecs, they occupy a price range where the average family could buy a gun if they need to. You know, not everyone's got $1,000 to spend on a handgun for around the house.
Okay. We got about 30 seconds here. So in 30 seconds, Saturday, Sunday, 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 Sunday, Largo Event Center, formerly the Minreg Hall, 126th over there in Largo, between Almerton and Roosevelt on the west side of US 19. You'll see it. It's marked 126. Get off there and you'll drive right up to the building. It's like right through the stop sign and boom, you're looking at it there on the left.
That sounds like you got it, my friend.
Well, I can find it in the dark now.
Yes, you can.
I can find it in the dark.
You've done it quite a few times.
Yeah, I have. So we'll see you on Saturday. I'll actually see you later this afternoon when I come over there and set my table up over there. But the thing of it is that you provide a great service for the area. People appreciate it, and we're looking forward to this new one in Plant City, too. And if the vendor wants to talk to you, give them the phone number.
727-776-3442.
And you're always looking for vendors.
Always.
Okay. All right, Guy Lamacos, everybody. I got to go. I'll be back tomorrow on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and then we'll be going over to the gun show over there in Largo. So everybody have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about America on this program. America. America first. God bless America.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.